Morning, Gutho. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. Very well. Very well.
The bye. How are you attacking it?
With not much. Just hanging around. I'm down the beach at the moment. Just laughing it all in and not having to worry about too much. Just getting ready for tomorrow night and getting the Blues home.
What did you make of the news yesterday with Latrell coming out? I mean, we know the quality he obviously has, Latrell, but how much of a blow to New South Wales chances, in your opinion, is it?
Oh, look, it's a massive blow. We know, as you said, the player Latrell is, but I think I'd be a little bit more worried if it was a debutant. I think Crichton going in, he's done it. He's played in the big games, as Loz said, and he's got a lot of those players around him that he's played with every week for the last 2 years. So it's that takes a bit of ease off my mind, and I think he's going to go out there, do a job, and he's just going to fit straight in. But obviously losing Trell's, it's a massive loss for scoring points and doing some freakish things, but Crichton can do exactly the same, and I think it's not going to bother them too much.
Gutho, Cameron Munster, extremely unorthodox player. When you're on the field playing against him, what are you thinking in terms of trying to shut Munster down?
You have no idea. You genuinely have no idea what he's going to do. You can do as much preview on him as you like and get around what he tries to do every week. But every week he's doing something different and making it work. So it's always hard against playing him. And I think especially in the Origin arena, he always steps up and he's won them multiple games and series on his own. And I think he's going to try and do that again. But it's just about trying to keep a straight line on him and trying to take him out of the game as much as you can.
He's the guy that worries me, Gutho, as a New South Wales supporter, Munster, because he just does things that you don't expect him to do, and he's proven himself at this level for a long period of time. Other than Munster, when you look at this Queensland team, who's the other main concern, or what part of their game concerns you?
It's hard when they've got strike all over the field, but I think the combination of Ben Hunt and Harry Grant as well, that's we saw it last year, we've seen it the last few years when they're working together well and sometimes they're out there together and playing at the same time. They're getting out of dummy half, they're making things happen and then Munster can play off the back of that. So I probably think that's their main threat. But if we can do a good job on those three, it's going to go a long way in us winning the series.
Hey, Gutho, you know Junior Barlow very well, clearly, Parramatta teammates. We know what he brings on the field. What does Junior bring off the field?
A bit of everything. He's just he's a normal guy. He's probably a little bit scarier than, say, me or someone else hanging out with the team. But he fits in with everyone. He likes hanging out with everyone. He gets around playing golf, just joking around. And that's what I mean. He might look like he just stands in the corner and torches over people all day and just sort of does it that way. But he's a great guy. He loves the team. Will do anything for his teammates. And that's why he's in the team. He'll go out there and put it all on the line for his team, and that's what he's going to be doing tomorrow night.
Gutho, when you look at this New South Wales side, where do you think they do have an edge?
Look, it's hard, as I said. Both teams are really, really well matched, and it's obviously going to be a great game of footy, but I think if we can get Pangai Jr. Really going out there and going after them, we can build off the back of that, and then that brings the likes of Teddy and Turbo roaming around the field. And I think if we can get Teddy and Turbo a lot of good ball and get them working together and linking together like we saw a couple of years ago, I think that's where we can find an advantage.
It can be daunting making your debut and young Rhys Walsh at the back. If you're in this New South Wales team, what would you be talking about when you look at coming up against Rhys Walsh and trying to put pressure on him? And in particular through kicking game, would you put the hot ball in the air and want him to try and catch it as much as possible and get your people down there and sort of have that collision as soon as he's there catching it?
Yeah. I think you'd like to get a little bit of that, but I think with the kicking game, you just want to be kicking into the corners. If you can get Rhys coming out of the corner and you're sort of giving him one way to go, coming back through the middle and then the likes of Payne Jr., all those guys are coming in to meet him in the middle and going to be there all night. I think that's the best way of bringing him into the arena, and I'm sure if Nath can chuck up a few of his torpies and floaters when he can, he's going to do a few of those as well. But the best way to nullify and I guess introduce a new player is probably just do all the little things right and kick him into the corner and make him work, have those tough carries out of the backfield, which no one likes doing anyway.
As a fullback, Gutho, when you come up against Penrith and come up against in particular Nathan Cleary, when you sort of look at Penrith and even this New South Wales side, there's not a lot of kickers. Like, Cleary's the dominant kicker. So does that make a fullback's job easier? Or are you instructing your players in front of you? Like, kick pressure is a massive thing on Cleary?
Yeah, it's huge. It's one of those things. He always seems to have time. Even if you are getting kick pressure on him, he always has time and he's always making things happen. But if the front line can do a little bit of a job on him and get that kick away a little bit earlier, it gives you a little bit more time at the back. And it's something that you try and speak about, as I said, but he always just puts himself in the right spot. He gets that fourth tackle in the right spot where he knows he's going to have a good kick away, and he knows he can put it where he wants to. And that's the difference between him and a lot of other halves. He's thinking about it three or four tackles before, when he needs to kick and where he needs to kick. And I'm sure he's been working on that this week with the boys, and I'm going to get him around the field so he can put the best pressure on Reece Walsh at the back.
Gutho, you might have to be a little bit PC here, but you've got a bit of an old school personality. Tell us the truth. Do you miss a bit of the biff early on?
I definitely don't. If I'm going out there, I'm probably getting flogged. I can't fight myself out of wet paper back. So, look, I'd be useless. But watching as a fan and probably as a player, sometimes the tension's a little bit too high, and then it just turns into a couple of little pushes, and then everyone's just in there pushing around. And sometimes you just like to see whoever sort of instigated just go at it and call it even, and then get on with the game and move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Look, it's just one of those things. The game isn't there anymore, and probably for my sake, it's probably good. But for the game, sometimes you just think it'd be better and it'd get along with it a bit quicker.
As far as Parra is concerned, Gutho, obviously the bye this week, as I mentioned, 24-16 against North Queensland. Considering you won one of your first five, you've come into this bye 6 wins, 7 losses. And I just looked at your draw. You've got Canterbury, Manly, the Dolphins, another bye, Warriors, Titans and Cowboys in the next, 6-7 weeks. So I know the old cliche, there's no easy games, but you've got a real chance to really come out of this bye and build on some momentum that, you know, you've had for probably a few weeks now.
Yeah, we've spoken about it leading into this bye that we really need to string a couple of wins together. And we started last week against the Rabbitohs and then again against the Cowboys. And it didn't matter how we got it, we just needed to win. And look, on the weekend, that's what we did. We just need to go out there and win. And we get a long period. We play long weekend Monday, so we've got a long period before our next game. And we've got a fair few days off now and then another couple of days over the weekend. So it's something we're just trying to prepare the body for and get ready to go. And sort of this can really set up our year. And the next probably, yeah, as you said, 8-9 weeks can really set us up. So we're looking forward to the challenge and see where we can go.
Yeah, obviously the bye is coming at a great time for you, Gutho. But I've got to say, geez, you've been a frustrating team to watch, because your best is good, really good. And your worst is like, oh, geez, I don't know. You know, you just feel as like you're not going to play finals football, and then your best is like top four.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing, because we know the team we can be, and we know the team we can be on our day. We've beat some quality teams in Penrith and the Rabbitohs the other week who were contenders, and then we beat them, and then we go back to another team and just don't play the same footy and don't come out with the same want and desire. So it's a little bit frustrating. And as captain, it's very frustrating as you're trying to lead this team, but it's up to us to turn it around. We're probably in the same boat last year as well, so we're just going to try and turn it around and just be that consistent team. And like Penrith, like those teams do, they never have an off week, and we need to be the same.
Gutho, I spoke to Jake Arthur in Manly colours last week. He's a good young bloke, isn't he? He copped of a raw deal out there at Parra from some of the fans, not all the fans, to be fair, but you'd really like to see him, I guess, get away from his dad's shadow, get away from the pressure at Parra and forge a strong name for himself at Brookvale.
Yeah, he's a great kid. It was really sad to see him go, because he's a great player. He really helped us when we had a few injuries. And look, I think it was a good move for him, his dad, and what he wanted to do with his career. And he can go out there now and learn He's got Cherry there to learn off as well, who's been around the game for a long time. And you just want to see Jake succeed. As you said, he copped a lot of sort of unwanted criticism about his game and things like that. And he didn't deserve any of it. So it's look, it's good to it's sad to see him go, but I think it's a great move for him and his career moving forward.
Have to leave it there, Gutho. You have a great week off, mate.
Thanks, guys. Go the Blues.